This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with your host, Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It's nice to have you with us on Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And we welcome back a good friend of the show, Chris Walsh, the CEO of MJ Biz, a leading B2B company. And you guys have been so busy. We have not talked in a long time, for a few months now. Very exciting things going on, Chris. Welcome back. So let's talk about, first of all, breaking news, very exciting breaking news. Tell us what is happening with MJ Biz.
Yeah, well, we've been in existence for almost 11 years, and we have just been acquired by a mainstream B2B event company called Emerald. And so we went through that process and have new ownership, and it's a really good sign for us and for the cannabis industry at large, because it shows that outside companies are really willing to place big bets on the future of cannabis. And that wasn't always the case.
And you guys had a show, was it in November in Vegas?
It was in October 2021. Yeah, we had MJ BizCon, our big trade show, and, you know, still working through the pandemic, but we had a great turnout, a lot of energy, a lot of people excited for the future, and they were back there in person. We had around 28,000 people.
That is so awesome. You got 28,000 people during a pandemic. I mean, that's crazy. I'm telling you, I've been threatening for years, but it's on my books for this year. It really is. 2022.
I'd love to see you there.
Frankie Boyer is going to be there and maybe do the show from there. We'll have to see if we can logistically work that out. But boy, I'd love to be there. Tell us in your opinion, what the biggest stories were for 2021, and then let's talk about 2022, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, it's really 2021 was great in terms of new markets. And, you know, in 2020 in the election, we had, you know, all five states with measures on the ballot to legalize pass. Now, there were some challenges with some of them from some resistance, but it just goes to show you in 2020, we had this groundswell of support that voters gave to the industry by further legalizing medical or recreational cannabis in new states, and including in some traditionally conservative states where it's been harder to pass these measures. And so we had a lot of those markets start to materialize in 2021, adding, you know, billions of dollars over time to the industry in sales and business opportunities. And then in 2021, you know, we turned the calendar and we had more legalization through state legislatures. So you had New York legalized recreational, which is a massive development. You know, the financial capital of the world legalizes recreational marijuana with Wall Street, you know, right there, which is again good for that mainstreamization of the industry and that growing acceptance in general. And outside of that, we had several other states legalize recreational cannabis as well, including Connecticut and Virginia and New Mexico. So this legalization train really has been rolling pretty quickly and pretty strongly here for, you know, the last 16 months or so. And this has all come, you know, in the middle of a pandemic. And so you can see that we've turned the corner as an industry and with acceptance. And so we're set up for what I think will be another good year. And along with this legalization and spread of acceptance has been the whole, you know, M&A activity, more investments rocketed back up again last year in the industry. So we're seeing a lot of forces at play that are kind of boosting this industry and taking it to the next level.
So Chris, is it fair to say that the rate in which this industry is growing in spite of the pandemic, it just makes sense to me that we should start to see changes in banking, changes in world and statewide legalizations. I mean, all of that should be coming down the pike, don't you think?
Well, you would think so, especially when you look at the federal picture and you say, okay, there's more than two dozen countries that have legalized medical, and in two cases, Canada and Uruguay, recreational marijuana at the federal level. And then you have, you know, the vast majority, 38 states that have legalized medical, 19 with recreational. Washington, D.C. itself has legalized both. And yet there's been no movement from the federal government to normalize this industry. It's just, it boggles the mind when you step back and look at it. So you would think all of this would lead to some type of change with the banking laws that would allow the industry to, you know, access, normalized banking, that the basically states would be allowed to decide under federal law if they're going to legalize, and that was, you know, accepted, from a federal perspective. But none of that has happened. And so, you know, it's hard to say when it will. I mean, it will happen at some point. But, you know, we're always surprised at how things move with cannabis. And I would have thought years ago, if you told me this is where the industry was, this is how many states it was legal in, this is public acceptance, these are the polling numbers, that we would have had a change by now. But
yes,
we haven't. So I'm hopeful that something will occur this year, but that's a hope. It's not an expectation. There's just so much dysfunction in D.C. in general. And for some reason, you know, cannabis just, there's people who are still against it or don't want to change anything despite it being a $20 billion plus industry.
And what about banking? Do you see the banking industry changing in the next several months?
Again, hard to say. There's definitely moves afoot in D.C. to change the banking laws. There's growing support every year for these bills that have been introduced. I'm hopeful, and that's the most likely route to change in the near term is a fix to the banking laws surrounding cannabis. But whether it'll actually get done is really hard. And one of the reasons I think that it could not get done this year is because you have a split even among supporters of legalization on the banking issue. And, you know, there's some powerful congressmen and women who are basically saying we shouldn't pass any type of incremental change to our laws like banking, and we should go all in on a broader legalization bill, which I think is a massive mistake because that's not how things usually work with laws and with cannabis in particular. If you didn't have the incremental steps, we never would have an industry. So I'm discouraged that, you know, there's people in the halls of power who are basically trying to convince people not to support a banking change in favor of a broader bill, because mm-hmm. that broader bill is going to be really hard to pass.
It amazes me, Chris. It really does. What was the big buzz at the, at MJ BizCon this year?
You know, it was really, as you might expect, was people just being back together. It was almost, you know, 2 years since we had hosted our last MJ BizCon, which is the industry's, you know, annual gathering place. And then you didn't have any other events either, more or less throughout that time. So it was really kind of coming out of the COVID shell for everyone and saying, you know, wow, I left my house. I can do business. I can meet people. I can cement deals, I can learn in person again. And you know what, the earth didn't fall apart. And there was a sense of normalcy returning that had been absent in most of our lives. So a lot of the excitement was just purely being able to get together and also seeing a good turnout, a really strong turnout. And it really shows where the industry is at when, you know, we can get 28,000 people together, over 1,200 exhibitors, still with a COVID situation playing out. And then you have other events that came back. Some of them were 50% of where they were in 2019. We were down a little bit. I think we were down about 15% in attendance. But again, a lot of events came back with 50%. of Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
So
no, you did very well.
Yeah, you did really well.
We're almost ready to take a break, but my question to you is, with the new owners, MJ BizCon is still going to be the show of the year?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people, if there's any changes, they're going to be good ones. We're not overhauling. We're not rethinking everything we're doing. They like what we have created, the acquiring company Emerald, and they want to make sure that whatever they provide as new owners makes it better, but does not change it significantly.
Yeah.
With a new mindset and all that. So no, we're thrilled to be able to add value
and
to it.
And when we come back from break, we'll be back from break, and we'll talk a little bit about when the event is and what's going on in the next few months. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, and Educational Odyssey. And Chris, give us the best website to find out all about you.
Yes, yeah, it's mjbiz.com. And that just links to everything that we do.
Wonderful. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. 800-908-3086. That's 800-908-3086.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCMteam.com or call 855-GCM-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCMteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Chris Walsh, CEO of MJ Biz, is with us, updating us on the new acquisition, Emerald Holdings. Just bought MJ Biz, and must be so exciting. And you're staying on for a little bit, Chris Walsh?
Yeah, I'm staying on in my same role, and in fact, our whole team is staying on. They kept the entire team intact and leadership. The two co-founders, Anna Cassandra, are going to help through the transition, but they're stepping back over time after that. But we've got the whole team together, so it's all the same people here doing the same thing.
And so next year, the event will be in November. Is that correct?
Yeah, we traditionally had always been the week after the election, and as we grew bigger, it was hard to get space to accommodate growth in Las Vegas at the convention center because events book many years out, so we've had to move the dates around. But we're back in November this year, luckily. That's a great time. It's a sweet spot. It'll be after the election, November 15th to 18th, and hopefully we'll have a lot to celebrate in terms of new states joining the cannabis crowd.
Absolutely. Do you think that with everything that has happened, and you guys have been around for 10 years, and I mean, did you ever in your wildest dreams, Chris, honestly think it would become this and grow to this extent in the 10 years?
Absolutely not. There's no way. I mean, we were in late 2011 after we had launched earlier that year. There were crackdowns in California and Washington and Colorado by the federal government, and there were raids. And we actually wasn't sure there was going to be an industry to speak of going forward. So we actually started looking at some other business ideas out there, nothing to do with cannabis, but kind of events and media. And then things changed over a couple month period. But no, I mean, especially, you know, the first 5 years in existence, even with recreational legalization, there were strong doubts about whether we'd actually see an industry crop up when Colorado and Washington legalized recreational, because, you know, the federal situation is it was barely allowed to do medical, right? Technically against the federal laws, but it still cropped up anyway. Recreational was 10 times more significant than that in terms of how the government would view it. So, I mean, the fact that we are where we are today is simply amazing, and I don't think anyone could have guessed it, that it would be this big and this robust and this strong.
Yes, I agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. What I don't understand is if people are listening to this and you have no idea of the breadth and the scope of this industry and the development of the research. And let's look at Spain and let's look at Israel and the work that they've done for decades now on cannabis. It's very exciting stuff.
Yeah, and I think as the more people learn about the industry, there is a whole giant science and research component that is really still just getting started. You do have countries like Israel that have paved the way for many years and decades in cannabis research, but it wasn't widely conducted or accepted other types of research in other countries. So now you are seeing even the U.S. start to loosen up and allow it to be studied. And there's still so much we don't know about cannabis and ways that it can help, ways that we need to learn about how it interacts with the human body and all of that. But we even have a science conference, the Emerald Conference, coming up in late February in California that we purchased because we saw this whole science and research side developing. And that's really going to help fuel the industry going forward as that evolves.
I think that's very exciting, and because people need to hear the stories of how this plant is helping. You know, when we first started finding out about this plant, it was through the kids, through Sanjay Gupta's Weeds 1, 2, and 3. If you all remember, it was his research in looking into families that of kids with epilepsy, and lovely Charlotte and her family were the guinea pigs. And the Sterling brothers, you know, at Charlotte's Web, which became Charlotte, named after her, Charlotte's Web, realized that there were strains, there were ways to help her with her epilepsy. And we can never forget those early days of the industry, Chris.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Sanjay Gupta's about face on cannabis was massive, because here you had a very well-known person with, you know, a medical and science background saying, you know, I used to not believe in this and thought it was just a drug that, you know, kids used, people used, and I didn't think it was good for society. But when that came out, it was like, oh, see, if you open your eyes and you really look at this and shed all the stigmas and then make your decision, you often come to a different conclusion on the value
right.
or the potential benefits of cannabis.
Yes, yes. So, and then when we see the work that the money that's coming into, you know, to communities that were saying, no, I don't want this in my community, and then realizing, wait a minute, the revenue that this is bringing is a totally different tune, isn't it?
It's not only the revenue. I think they do start to realize that and how they can use the tax money for roads and schools and you name it. It's also the fact that they're now more comfortable with it and they've seen surrounding communities or surrounding states legalize. And guess what? The sky doesn't fall, right? So the kind of hesitation to embrace this falls away when you see that if this is regulated, if this industry is regulated well, you know, and there's oversight, that this actually can help people in many ways, whether it's jobs or business opportunities or for medical conditions or just for relaxation, it becomes more likely that they change their minds about this. So it is a money component, but I've seen it time and time again. It's also I'm finally realizing there are benefits to this. And at the very least, there aren't the terrible downsides that some people think of when a state legalizes.
Right, right. So what changes, do you see any major changes happening for 2022, Chris?
I think we'll see a handful of additional states legalize medical and recreational, and we're going to keep that momentum going. You're starting to see that legalization spread, as I mentioned before, to red states, specifically on the recreational side. I think we'll see more of that. It's traditionally kind of the blue states that have legalized first, but it shows how this is, you know, crossing party lines, and it isn't even a political issue in that sense anymore. So I'm really excited to see that play out. And then, you know, I do think there's just a lot of investment money that's going to come into the industry, a lot of M&A activity like what we just went through, and a further maturation of the industry, which brings along great things and it brings along some challenges. And then for the federal picture, again, I've learned that making any guesses on that sets you up for embarrassing yourself,
yeah,
because
yeah.
It's so hard to predict.
We're almost out of time with you. This has been great. Congratulations on the new acquisition and all the exciting things that are happening over at MJ Biz and MJ Biz Con. So give us the website, please, Chris.
Yeah, the best is mjbiz.com, and our news site, our main news site, is mjbizdaily.com.
And we will be back in just a moment. You're listening to Cannabis Talk, H's Educational Odyssey with Frankie Bloomer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol. the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with yours truly, Frankie Boyer. Welcome back. Our next guest understands, boy, does he understand the stresses that we are all facing today and how they affect our long-term health. Yes, they do. They really do. Don McLaughlin is with us. He is the co-founder of Live Pure Power and co-author of Plants, Performance, and the Endocannabinoid System, 21st Century Sports Medicine. Don, welcome back. You have been an example and an advocate of how important it is to take care of the body. You were a former high-powered trial attorney. You were an assistant district attorney, a litigator at a prominent Colorado law firm, an in-house corporate lawyer at a Fortune 500 company, and a national. You were known as an expert in the area of electronic data, and all of this found you on the floor of a hotel room, and do take the story from there, please.
Yeah, thank you so much, Frankie. So good to be here. You know, I was hard charging under immense pressure and stress, yet perhaps just a representation of what our lives have become amidst the world of COVID. And, I recognized that the way in which I was managing stress was not sustainable. And that led me on a journey to discover alternative ways to do so. You know, I'd been prescribed antidepressants to deal with severe anxiety and at times depressive episodes. And while they helped in the short term, I felt like I couldn't get off them long term. I tried several times. And in an effort to really, again, better manage stress and change big aspects of my lifestyle, I discovered the power of plants, and in particular, cannabis, and more specifically hemp and the cannabinoids that are in hemp, that really all of a sudden started to change and dramatically improve my anxiety and my ability to sleep more deeply and to just feel more present and not so agitated all the time. So that is really, is it by happenstance, honestly, Frankie. I read an article in the Denver Post in early 2013 about this plant, cannabis, and in particular, specifically hemp. And what shocked me, I remember feeling like I was going to fall off my chair, is that hemp was legal. And it was non-psychoactive. And as a former assistant district attorney, I started my legal career prosecuting cannabis crimes. I had no idea about hemp and what it could do. And so since then, I've been on a mission to share what I discovered.
Can you go back to the days of the stress? Because you thought you were having a heart attack when it was just a panic attack.
Well, I had more of a, it was just really a come to Jesus of, recognizing that, going 24/7, led me to just flat out on the floor, misusing alcohol to try to, relax. And it was just destructive. And it was really in that moment when I woke up at, roughly 5 a.m., dressed in the suit I wore the night before, to realize that I needed to do something differently. And, the unhealthy ways in which I think we're so often revert to try to relax, I think we need to change it, right? It's leading to too many people that have, chronic health problems that are tied to this dynamic of not being able to manage stress more effectively.
Part of the problem that we have is the lack of education. How do you take the product? When do you take the product? How do I know it's going to work? And the efficacy of the product you're taking. And so explain to us, where do you even begin talking about the endocannabinoid system?
Yeah, great question. It is so new, right? Only discovered in the early 90s. It's a recent medical discovery, but one that's profound because the endocannabinoid system, you know, interacts with the major physiological systems in the body, the brain, the central nervous system, the gut. And you know, where do we begin to the education? So for us, it's, you know, having discussions like this. It's putting out videos and getting them up on YouTube and working with, we have a team of ambassadors who are out as advocates for our mission. And you know, once you start to just to educate a little bit, I think that we can all very quickly realize, wow, there is a means that the body has to return to balance. And that hemp is a big support in doing so. It's not the only support, and this is one of the things that we advocate heavily. Is, you know, it's just not about popping pills. You know, that's short-sighted. We can see
right.
There's other elements, right? There's exercise.
So
go ahead.
I just want to share that when you realized the changes, when you hit the wall, when you hit your wall in 2012, you realized that it was just not just getting on CBD and hemp, but also changing what you were eating and moving better and all of those things. It was like a whole package.
They're all connected. And I think, you know, our emphasis on reactive medical care in this country has led to too many point solutions, right? When really the body is such a complex organism, and that exercise, exposure to sunlight, fresh air, right, breath, and our diet. And you hit on it, Frankie. Once I realized, like, oh, my God, my gut. And what's going on in my gut is tied to my nutrition. And then that impacts my mood and my mental health. These things all combined together, and the hemp just accelerated my recovery. I'm so certain of that. And from my cousin and co-founder, Sean McCabe, who suffered a traumatic brain injury, he discovered the same, that they were all tied together, right? And that hemp seemed to accelerate his recovery because he was sleeping more deeply. And then he felt better about the rehabilitation he had to go through to just even learn how to ride a bike. And so these things are all interconnected. And they support one another, right? As the body's feeling more balanced, we're more inclined to continue the exercise, you know, routine that we've set out as a New Year's resolution, for example. But we're not going to do that if we feel, you know, crappy every day.
That's right. We're not. Absolutely. So you share with people that CBD can help with sleep, for helping with inflammation, for stress busting, and it can help with athletes, it can help with movement, all of those things, so important.
Yes. And, you know, the broad applications reflect the fact that this endocannabinoid system that we have internally is broad. It touches on so many aspects of the brain and body. And, you know, I think you just take anxiety. Right. This is, you know, the number one health condition among college students in the United States. Right. If we can support the body's ability to manage anxiety and downregulate our stress response, which is exactly what science has now demonstrated unequivocally, that cannabinoids and the endocannabinoid system help, if supported well, downregulate our sort of chronic stress and fight or flight response. We need to have this message spread far and wide, and that it is part of a holistic approach rather than just taking one pill and expecting some magical result.
I love this. LivePurePower.com is the website. Is that right?
Yes, it is. Pure Power Botanicals, LivePurePower.com.
so interesting the way you've put together a line. Your book is called Plants, Performance, and the Endocannabinoid System, 21st Century Sports Medicine. We'll be back in just a moment with our extraordinary guest today, Don McLaughlin. He journeys into the world of how CBD and other potent plants are fueling a grassroots movement in the sports world. Stay tuned. This is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyd.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Don McLaughlin understands the great escape race because that's what's happening. 4.5 million people left their jobs in November. I think it's 4.5 million people walked out of their jobs. And we are at a time when stress between COVID and just life in general with the chain problem. Oh my gosh. Don McLaughlin, welcome back. But you really and truly understand, as a wellness advocate now and an ultra endurance athlete, former trial attorney for nearly 20 years, you understand the pressures and why people are walking away from their jobs the way that they are, don't you?
Yes. I think that, the pace at which we work continues to increase, the demand based on, that growth, it just puts immense pressure, right? And COVID has only exacerbated that with a graying of work and life. And, I think that, this great resignation is a reflection of perhaps collectively so many of us hitting the wall and saying we need a different way. And I think there are companies and organizations out there that are proactively and progressively trying to address this with alternative schedules and allowing employees and teams to really take care of themselves rather than just constantly push and constantly produce more.
Your book is called Plants, Performance, and the Endocannabinoid System, 21st Century Sports Medicine. And you say that you and your cousin Sean that own the company, you live pure power, that an extract of the non-psychoactive form of cannabis, the hemp, will help with the energy, the stress, the anxiety, improved mobility, and more importantly, sleep. And you decided after writing the book to put products together to help people. And so these products are available on your website, and give that out again, please. It is
livepurepower.com.
What's the difference between CBD and hemp oil, Don?
Yeah, so hemp oil, CBD is derived from hemp oil. Hemp oil contains dozens and dozens of what are known as cannabinoids. These are nutrients that interface with neurotransmitters within our cells. And CBD is cannabidiol. It's the most widely known and recognized of all these cannabinoids, and it just has proven to be the one that has the biggest impact. Even though, again, there are dozens and dozens of cannabinoids, CBD is the most widely known one. So that's the difference. CBD, again, comes from hemp oil.
Yes. Okay, good, good, good. And when we talk about using this product, explain to us how we exactly do use it. Let's say that we want to use it for deep sleep.
Sure, sure. So our approach has always been that CBD is not the end-all be-all. You know, it's not the quick fix cure-all on a number of different fronts. One being that CBD, as I said, is part of and comes from hemp oil. And there are a lot of products out there that are just CBD, meaning they've processed hemp oil down to just that one cannabinoid CBD. And that's often referred to as CBD isolate. Numerous studies have shown that CBD isolate in that way is not effective, is not nearly as effective as all of the cannabinoids in the hemp oil, which is referred to widely as full spectrum oil, meaning you have the full spectrum of all the cannabinoids, and that's the only type of oil that we've used, full spectrum oil, because of the interaction and synergies between the different cannabinoids. So that's the first thing about CBD not being sort of this, you know, quick fix cure-all. The second aspect of this is that we believe that hemp's greatest power and these cannabinoids, the greatest power actually is in synergy with other herbs, and we include some vital minerals, because science is also pointing to the fact that these cannabinoids enhance cellular activity. And what I mean by that, just enhance communication between cells. And therein lies an opportunity, because if there's better communication and at the same time you present the body with other herbs that support key functions inside the body, there's an enormous opportunity. And so for us, that means that we're introducing other key herbs traditionally used in Ayurveda, which is sort of the health aspect of yoga, and also traditional Chinese medicine, right? These are approaches are premised on synergies between different plants. And that's exactly the approach we've taken. We just happen to use cannabinoids or hemp oil as a way to accelerate and deepen the impacts of these other herbs. So that's the second distinction for us, for your specific question, Frankie, deep sleep. So we have two products that support that. One is our Daily Boost oil, which is just 100% hemp oil grown organically in Colorado. It's really there to nourish the system, the endocannabinoid system, which is, science has now shown us, in most people, it's depleted due to the sedentary lifestyle, due to lack of exercise tied to that, and poor nutrition, right? So the Daily Boost oil just nourishes all those receptors. And then we have a capsule product called Power Down, which is a combination, as I mentioned. We're combining that full spectrum oil with chamomile, passion flower, GABA, 5-HTP. These are things that are known and proven
to help relax
the mind and body.
Oh, I love that. I love your formulas. I love the products. Give us the best website, because we're almost out of time. John McLaughlin, I love your story. Thank you so much for coming with us. Plants, Performance, and the Endocannabinoid System is the book, and give us the website for the products.
LivePurePower.com. Thank you so much, Frankie.
Thank you, and we will be back next time. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk A to Z, an Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.